Danielle Rudd with the BBB's Northwest Florida office says while many are relaxing, others are hard at work on ways to separate them from their money. Vacations can be ruined by fake travel agents and bogus offers online, such as a fake timeshare rental or a falsely promised Disney vacation.
You want to make sure that you are going to be working with the travel agency that has established a good track record that will allow you to enjoy your vacation and say once you get there, you'll have your room set up and your airfare and you would hate to get somewhere and the venue not be available for you.
Summer is also the time of year people relocate, either to a new residence or even a new city. Be on the lookout, says Rudd, for unlicensed movers and other scammers waiting to take advantage of the busy season.
So you want to make sure that if you are planning on moving and you're looking to hire a moving company, that you're getting three different quotes, and especially if you may be traveling from state to state, you want to make sure that the company has the license, any protection plans to cover any damage. You may want to look into that as well.
Also remember that the lowest estimate can sometimes be an unrealistic lowball offer, which may cost you more down the road. Another popular summer scam involves tickets to concerts, shows, ball games, and other venues. Before purchasing online, make sure the seller is legit, and if possible, make it a face-to-face transaction.
Meet that person in a safe environment to pick up tickets and have created a safe transaction. If you can, verify the legitimacy of these tickets with the venue where the concert's going to be hosted. And if you're going to be purchasing tickets from a scalper, have them walk you to the front gate. Have the employees scan the tickets and then hand over your money.
Yes, Virginia, there are still door-to-door salespeople out there offering deals for everything from driveway paving to air conditioning repair to security systems and magazines. Before saying yes, Rudd says get all promises in writing, including the start and finish dates.
Especially if they're going to be doing any contracting work to your house, you want to make sure that they are properly registered with the state of Florida and that they do have insurance. If something were to happen to the individual that's working on your home and they don't have insurance, you may potentially have to pay for those medical bills. And be careful with any contracts that you may be signing as well.
Never ever sign a contract that has an open-ended completion date or blank spaces. And while you're at it, beware of job scams when going after summer employment. The BBB's Danielle Rudd says look for the red flags.
Individuals offered a job without a formal interview or application. Anytime you don't have exact details in writing or in a contract, that's another red flag. Or if you have to provide fees for different training or background checks or drug tests, the employer should always pay for those things.
More information about summer scams can be found at BBB.org, where you can also sign up for scam alerts. And remember the Better Business Bureau's mantra, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.